have something like that. I'm wondering what it would be called.
Just a porch is all I know.
Would people have ever called it a veranda or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Did they, in the old house, did they have anything where you could pull down over the window to keep the sun from coming in?
Shade.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever call, were those the shades that were on rollers? Mm-hmm. Is that what they called them, just shades?
Yeah.
Okay. And just one other pronunciation on the house. If you live in a house a long time, it becomes your, it's a place you come,
Just home, that's your home.
Home sweet home.
I guess, so.
Now, could you tell me a little bit about? The three of us are sitting here now, sitting down in chairs and stuff. What kind of chairs and things did they have in the old house?
That was pretty good furniture. My folks had bought it when they were young and had taken care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it's over here next door.
Is it really?
Huh. Same chair.
Did they have a couch or a sofa?
Yeah, one of those old squeaking couches, you know, you raise the side up. That was it.
Okay. They would have never called it anything like a davinette or a davenport or anything
just
like that.
Just a couch.
They would have called it a couch. And you had chairs?
Rocking chairs, as far as I can remember. A couple of them, I think, were in the house.
Okay. Were there any other kinds of furniture that you can remember that people don't have or nowadays? Or that would they have had things like this? They wouldn't have had, like, recliners or anything
no.
like that. Were there... did your parents have anything in the bedrooms that they could put... a piece of furniture they could put clothes in?
No, only outside of a dresser.
Okay. So,
I can remember there was a little clothes closet in it.
Okay. So, a dresser. Is a dresser the same thing as a bureau?
Yeah.
Okay. So, they're basically the same thing. Now, did you have water, running water in the house when you were little?
Well, in the later years, they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But up until that time, there was a pump. In downtown or in the middle of town.
And you had to go all the way into the middle of town.
Yeah, in the winter time you had to take gallon or cream cans or milk cans. And wash day was a sad thing, especially with a sled. And
how far was it?
Oh, a couple of blocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the pump's still there.
Oh, really?
As far as I know.
And did y'all load it up on the wagons, or did you...
A sled or a little red wagon or something along that line.
And then when you got that, you said you used just gout. Did y'all use big containers to go to the pump? And then would you have used something else to bring it into the house? I'm wondering, were those stored like out in the barn? Or?
Oh, no. They were like on the back porch.
I was wondering if you would have ever used like a bucket of some kind to draw water from or anything like that. Okay, what were those big containers made out of?
Galvanized. Okay. I think they were just galvanized.
Okay.
Buckets or cans or something.
I mean, cans, yeah.
Yeah.
Would people have ever used tin for as a metal for anything?
Outside of would they've used them for boilers?
I don't know. Or maybe, how about on roofs? Would they have ever used them on roofs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Not around here, anyhow.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce tin for me?
Tin.
Okay. What would your mother use to, when she was washing dishes, what kind of cloth would she use? What would she call that?
Dish rag.
Okay. And what would she use to dry them?
Tea towel.
Okay.